Welcome to today's episode of Watchable.
With Bethy Hernandez
and Sophia Ritter.
Two cousins talk movies and TV.
Basically, if it's entertainment related, we got you covered.
Today, we're discussing our top 10 picks for 2020.
All right, so today we're going to be looking back at what was not necessarily the year we were expecting. I think a year ago, if I would have said what my top 10 list would be, it'd be a bunch of movies that didn't actually come out.
Same.
But actually, I think my list ended up being kind of interesting because of that, because, you know, you had to reach further for media this year. I don't know if you feel the same way.
Oh, definitely. If I would have been planning this list in 2019, I would have thought that 2020 would be full of a bunch of movies, a bunch of Marvel movies, mm-hmm. especially. And here we are with a bunch of shows I never expected to watch, but pleasantly surprised me. So this is going to be a fun episode.
And I don't know if you even did a media pick of the week, because this is basically just media picks, but I have one if you want to do one.
Yeah, I can do one. I guess I'll have my media pick of the week be Bridgerton, which I think a lot of people have been watching. It came out on Christmas on Netflix. A lot of people have been binging it. it's a very dramatic period piece show. It's very entertaining. It's not like the highest production quality, but it's definitely entertaining. So I'd recommend that to anyone who needs something like that right now.
I feel like we all just need something to like keep us busy right now. So
exactly.
The beautiful thing about Christmas vacation, now that it's basically over, is just that beautiful time where you can just do anything completely relaxed.
It's so nice.
Magnificent. So my media pick kind of fits with the theme of this episode, because it's the 2020 comedy special on Netflix, because it's basically just a recap of 2020, and it has Samuel L. Jackson and just a bunch of like big comedic names like Leslie Jones. I don't love the first part of it, but I think like midway through, it's hilarious. You stick it out and then you get to like midway through, and I think it really hits its stride. So if you're looking for something to look at and kind of like be like, ha, this sucks, I would recommend watching this.
Yeah, I was not expecting it to be as good as it was, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. Definitely worth a watch.
I think now, though, we can dive into our top media of the year. I'll let you go first if your number 10 pick.
Okay, so my number 10 pick is kind of a cheat because I haven't finished it yet.
Oh.
But Cobra Kai season 3 came out on Netflix, I don't know, like 2 days ago. And so far, I've been loving it. It's so good. Been everything I wanted to watch. Probably will finish the last 3 episodes tonight. I just had to add it onto my list. Like, I just had to, even though I haven't technically finished it. Because so far, it's been really good. I've liked all the, like, different things they're bringing into the season. And the show itself, as both of us know, is not, like, the best show ever.
But it's entertaining.
The writers are really good at making it entertaining and leaving off on cliffhangers. So that's why it's my number 10 pick.
It's basically like an action movie sitcom is kind of how I describe it.
Exactly.
It's just a fun ride.
Exactly.
And I was saying before, I have a little bit of recency bias, and a lot of the things on the bottom of my list I just saw at the beginning of the year. So I definitely feel like that's part of this. But anyway, my number 10 pick is Pixar's Onward. This was the last thing I saw in the movie theater before everything happened. One of the last normal things I did. I think it's a great movie, but I think it's mid-tier Pixar, which is a compliment. But I think it's mid-tier Pixar. I think the brother relationship in it is so good. And we actually did a full episode on this back in March. But at the core of their movies is always just like really solid characters and their relationships. And when you walk away thinking about the characters, I think they've done a good job. So I enjoyed this movie. Not quite as much as I thought I would, but it was still good.
Yeah, Onward did not make my list, but I totally agree with you. I think it was definitely a solid mid-tier Pixar movie. And it accomplished pretty much everything it meant to. It just didn't speak to me as much as other Pixar movies. So definitely agree with you. Are we going to move on to number 9?
Yes. What is your number 9?
So my number 9 pick is Outlander season 5. I got really into Outlander this year.
You did.
I like binge watched the first 3 seasons, which are on Netflix. And then I got like 3 free trials to Stars. using different emails to binge the other two seasons that are on there. And I didn't even realize it, but season 5 came out this year, so it's relatively new. The reason it's kind of low on my list is just because it didn't offer anything that different from the other seasons, but it was still really good. And I don't know, my list isn't necessarily based on like all the technical things of these shows I was watching, but more like, oh, how much entertainment it gave me and how into it I got when I watched it. So it's probably, so that's a solid number 9 pick for me.
Solid number nine. I know I've been thinking about watching it forever, and I feel like this episode just gonna be being like, oh yeah, this and this and this Bethy says is good. So
I'm excited to hear what you have too, because I need some recommendations right now.
My number 9, I'm pretty sure you haven't seen, and it is Bad Education, which is a movie from HBO that came out this year, starring Hugh Jackman, and it's about the superintendent and the school district that basically takes the taxpayers' money for their own good and, like, hides it. And it kind of freaked me out because my dad is a superintendent because, like, all these people ended up in jail. And obviously my dad does not do any of this stuff. But it was just – it was a really good suspense piece. There was good performances. I thought it was a good time. Maybe a little – I didn't love it. Like, wasn't over the moon. So that's why it's number 9. But I definitely recommend it if you're thinking about watching it and you have access to it.
That's cool. I haven't actually heard of that one, so it's interesting. And of course, your family had to watch it, because, you know.
Yeah, of course, it's about education.
Yeah.
And we all got a little bit nervous watching it, and my dad was really offended. He's like, what are you talking about?
I love that.
Yeah. So what's your number 8 pick?
So my number 8 pick is The Umbrella Academy season 2.
I forgot about that show, honestly.
Honestly, me too, when I was making the list, until I started making the list. And then I was like, wait, that came out this year? It seems like such a long time ago. But I mean, I loved season 2. It was better than the first season, even slightly. So that's probably why I really enjoyed it. I think the stories got better and the characters developed some more. It was just overall solid pick.
So my number 8 pick, you might not have it at all because you forgot to like include it, or you might be really mad at me for it being my number 8 pick. And it is Hamilton as put on Disney Plus. I keep trying to read your reaction. Anyway, I really just like how they made Broadway way more accessible with this. I think it was really well done and well shot. And obviously, I love Hamilton. It's further down my list because it wasn't, like, new content necessarily. Like, I've been lucky and privileged enough to see Hamilton in person. But it was great to see. It's great to see them making Broadway more accessible. And I just love the concept of it. So I wanted to include it.
I should have included it. I was debating. Okay. Because I was like, is it really new media? But, like, it is because it was, like, just released this year on Disney Plus, and I don't know. I
definitely it was a hard pick.
Agree with your ranking and like including it on your list. I'm just kicking myself for not putting it on my list. Because
well, now we have more different kinds of media.
Yeah, so far we do have different kinds of media. You're doing more movie-based stuff, so this is exciting.
Makes sense, honestly, though.
Yeah.
All right, what is your number 7?
Okay, so my number 7 pick is Hollywood. I know we didn't.
That was this year?
Yeah, that was this year.
I forgot about that and I liked it.
Isn't it crazy? Like when I was looking through like my past watched on Netflix, I was like, wait, I was obsessed with this and this came out this year.
You
like,
loved that. Wow. Yeah, okay.
I loved Hollywood. I think we did an episode on it too.
We did, yeah.
Yeah.
Oops.
So if you want to hear more about me talking about Hollywood, you can definitely listen to that. But basically, I got really into this show. My sister did too. It's kind of in a mid-range on my list just because I watched so many other things that I liked slightly more. But I don't know. I really enjoyed this show. It was kind of mainly because it's something I hadn't seen before. And it was definitely a good escape from the reality that was going on at the time, which was definitely the March, I don't know, like April of the pandemic when everything was terrible.
So that's why I forgot about it.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, if I would remember this, it definitely would have made my list. I do want to say that. But yeah, and I definitely think it's, there are things I don't love about it, but the storytelling was pretty unique and like fun to watch, kind of like just cheap popcorn movie, you know? So Yeah, definitely agree with you putting it on your list. I should have remembered it.
So what do you have for your number
seven? My number seven is The Good Place series finale, which also aired this year. Yeah. I feel like 2020 was 5 years. The Good Place was just so expertly done. Like, every season had their own individual story arc. And they kind of were living up to the series finale since the last episode of season one, when you realize nothing is as it seems. And with that high of expectations, they really went above and beyond what I was expecting them to do. It kind of changed my perspective and, like, just rocked me. And I could not stop thinking about it for days, which is what good media does. And I think we actually did a full episode on this, so you can also go back and listen to this one as well if you're interested in hearing us talk more about it.
I totally forgot that came out this year, and I totally forgot we did an episode on it. But I totally agree with what you're saying.
Two in a row for us. We're doing great.
Yeah, we really are.
I haven't rewatched it since I watched it, so I should also rewatch it.
Yeah, it's such a good show.
We're moving up in the world and up into number six.
My number six is The Crown season 4. I have a lot to say about The Crown because I watched the first 2 seasons and I was like mildly interested, and I was like, yeah, this is pretty good. Like, okay, sometimes a little too boring, you know? It's almost a little too like serious, but it's good. And then I did not watch season 3 at all, like, at all. I don't know why. I just didn't. And then this past season, like, I just got bored and I clicked on it and it was so good. It blew me away. The acting, amazing. The costumes, amazing. I don't know. It was just great. Maybe it's because Princess Diana is introduced in the season and, like, how can you not love Princess Diana? But I was loving all the royalty. I was just loving it all. It was great.
You know what's weird is I was way more into The Crown originally than you, and I haven't watched the new season yet.
I think you would love it. You definitely should, but that is shocking.
But they, like, changed cast, didn't they?
Yeah.
Which is kind of heartbreaking for me because I loved the original cast. So that's part of the reason I'm, like, lenient to start it, because I don't want to, like...
See... That's why I just skipped season 3. Like, maybe you can do that too. Because I was upset.
Wait, is season 3 with the new cast as well?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know that. I'm really behind.
I was like, oh, there's a new cast. It just won't be the same. So I just skipped it. And I'm like, maybe everyone just needs to skip season 3 and they'll move on to season 4 and they'll fall in love with the new cast.
Yeah. Have you seen season 3 now?
No.
No?
Maybe I should watch that. I'm looking for something new to watch right now.
Yeah. All right, my number six is also from Netflix, and it is a documentary called Athlete A, about the sexual assault scandal in the USA Gymnastics program. This is definitely the heaviest watch on my list, but it is really well done in giving the athletes area to share their story kind of fairly, I think. And I enjoyed it. I thought it really explored everything well and really told the full story as much as they could in the time frame. So we have always been a big Olympic family. Like, we have always been obsessed with it, so I hit a lot of my little niches. So
I have heard this recommended to me from, like, you and a bunch of other people, so I think I should definitely watch it. I wish I would have had some more documentaries on my list, because documentaries are underrated and can do a lot. So I'm kind of regretting that choice, but thanks for making me remember that existed and that I should watch it.
You should. It's really well done, though. It's depressing, but it's really well done.
Yeah.
Now we're into the top half of our list. Oh, wow. So what is your number five?
Okay, so my number five is something you definitely haven't watched either, I don't think. The Haunting of Bly Manor from Netflix.
I've never heard of it.
Oh my god. So
yeah, give me a pitch. What's it about, even?
So this show is... It's supposed to be a horror genre, but it's a little bit more romance, and it's not so much as, like, jump scares as, like, ghosts and stuff. So I was, like, hesitant to, like, watch it because I don't like horror, but then when I realized it was more like that psychological stuff, I was like, oh, this is actually kind of cool. Still a little creepy, but, like, not so creepy that I wouldn't be too scared to watch it.
Yeah.
But it's really good. Basically, this, like, nanny, she comes and to this watch these two kids in this giant manor, and all this creepy stuff starts happening with a ghost that lives there, and she also falls in love with someone there. And it's just really cute and really good and really sad. And yeah, I think it you would enjoy good, it. Though. I actually think you would really enjoy it.
Yeah, I like more suspense-based, like, thrilling stuff than jump scares, so.
It's definitely what it's like. There's a few jump scares, I will admit, but.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
You gotta have a little bit of fun, Bethy.
Exactly. So what is your number five?
We are on a Netflix roll, and I think that really emphasizes the fact that we couldn't go to movie theaters for months. So my next thing is also from Netflix, and it is Enola Holmes. And we did an episode on this already, but I just think it's a freaking blast. I was not expecting to like this movie very much. I've never cared much for any of the Sherlock stuff for some reason. I don't know why, but it was just so much fun. I love how they shot it. It's kind of similar to Knives Out with how they handle like the suspense and the mystery elements. And just Millie Bobby Brown kills this role. It's awesome to see a female action star in a complicated story. And it was just such a fun time. If you, for some reason, haven't seen it, definitely check it out, because I just loved this movie.
I totally forgot about this movie, too. But I did love it. I loved, like, the whole concept of it and the acting and just the way it was filmed. But I don't think I liked it as much as you, which is shocking, considering I love the, like, Sherlock stuff. But, you know, it's sometimes we disagree.
I am shocked we haven't had a single overlap yet.
Me too. Wait, I didn't even realize that.
This never happens either.
We're going to have at least one?
The top two, I think, one is going to be pretty similar.
Yeah. I think we're just going to have one in common.
I think so.
Two more, maybe. Yeah, I think we'll have two in common. Okay, so I don't think you've watched this, but I recommended it to you recently. My number four pick is Emma.
You have recommended this recently.
It's based off of the Jane Austen novel, also called Emma. And I don't know. I've seen the advertisements for it, like, all year long. And I've been like, oh, that looks kind of, like, fun. Like, I want to watch it. And then I finally got the Hulu premium account or whatever, and I watched it, and I loved it. The sets, not the sets, the costumes are amazing. Everything's so vibrant. The whole story is just kind of fun and lighthearted. It's not that dramatic. It's not that intense. It's very family friendly. And for some reason, that is just what I wanted. Like,
for some reason, I keep thinking of it as like The Favorite because it looks similar to it.
I was thinking
but
of
it's family friendly.
More of as like The Great. I don't know if you've seen that on Hulu. I was thinking about like a little bit more like, I don't know, like bad humor, but the humor is just very,
I should try this.
It's not like that. It's, I don't know, it's very stereotypical Jane Austen feeling to it. It's really
I
good.
I feel like I have a completely wrong conception of what this is, and now I actually want to watch it after hearing you talk about it.
It does have some like fun humor in it, though. Like, it's not like boring just because it's,
I was not expecting that.
And it, I don't know, it's just what I needed at the time, and it's so fun. It's just really fun watch.
And it's the same actor from The Queen's Gambit, correct?
It is. I watched it, and then I watched The Queen's Gambit, and I was like, wait, this is the same lady, just with red hair. Like, yes. Oh my god. She's a good actress. I love her.
She's a phenomenal actress, so that's another reason to watch it if you liked The Queen's Gambit. So my number four is kind of different than yours. It is a Netflix again, and it is my favorite comedy of the year, and it is, it might be the only comedy movie I've seen this year. No, anyway. It is Lovebirds, the most slept on movie of the year with Camille Nanjiani. If you have seen Stuber and you liked it, you'll love this movie. It is so weird and just such a fun time. It's him and this girl are just go on the weirdest adventure, and like the most crazy stuff happens. At one point they end up in a cult meeting, and just, it's so chaotic and funny, and I really love his humor. It's very specific type of humor, but it's so freaking funny and just a fun light watch. So if you're looking for something like light to watch at night, I highly recommend putting this on, because no one talked about it and it was so freaking good. Sorry,
I think I'm
that's
just
all I've been saying all night.
Gonna watch it tonight then. Because you've mentioned it once, I think, and I just forgot.
I think it was a media pick.
It was. And so now I'm excited because I need a fun, lighthearted watch, like you said.
So it's the most I laughed at anything this year. It was so funny.
I need that. So
I also just really appreciate his humor. My favorite rom-com is The Big Sick, which he also wrote and directed, I think. And so if you've liked that movie got a lot of awards show buzz a few years ago. You'll definitely like this movie as well, because it's very similar, but it's much more like an action, just bizarre movie than that one. Also, if you haven't seen that movie, Bethy, it's on Amazon Prime. You should also watch that one.
Nice. I'll check it out.
So, moving on up into number 3, what do you got?
Another Netflix pick. So Netflix is getting all the hype tonight.
This is honestly should be sponsored by Netflix.
It should be. We should be getting paid. Come on.
Yeah, because we don't get paid as it is. So let's get paid for something.
Yes. So I feel like this should be on your list too. If it's not, I'm going to be a little bit scared.
Okay.
The Queen's Gambit?
Yep. Okay. Yep. It's higher up, but yes.
So I was really hesitant to watch this show. As you know, if you've been listening to our episode, you know Sophie's been like, watch it.
Yeah. A little too aggressively.
I finally watched it. I think I just wasn't in for the investment because all the episodes are really long. Didn't have quite the time. And once I did, I could not stop watching. So good. It's one of the best, like, well-created shows I've seen on Netflix. Because for a TV show, they really put a lot of effort in for everything. Like, the cinematography, the acting. Like, there's so much effort put in. And for a second, you see it as, like, almost like, it's like movie level. But it's actually a TV show, which is just really impressive.
It's insane.
And I love this show. I even learned how to play chess because of this show. It turns out it's more fun than it looks.
Nice.
And I would recommend this to anyone, even if you're not interested in chess, because you don't even need to know chess for it to be interesting and exciting.
I still don't know how to play chess, and I loved it. So.
Exactly. Plus, the main character's name is Beth.
It's too easy.
Yeah.
Okay. My number 3 pick you haven't seen and you're jealous of me because I have seen
it.
And so it is News of the World, which is the new movie out with Tom Hanks. And it's based off a story which you have read. And basically, Tom Hanks is a national treasure. It has great cinematography and it is the movie you probably need right now. And most people probably can't go see this. I had COVID in the last 3 months, so I'm taking advantage of my brief period of immunity, and I went to go see it, and I forgot how much I love movie theaters and how important they are until I watched this movie, and it gave me like a movie theater high after I saw it, because there's a couple scenes in particular that are just so cool to see in a movie theater, and so well done, the cinematography, and you just appreciate it so much more. So if you can safely go, I highly, highly recommend it. There are a lot of safe ways I think you can see a movie. Much safer than going to a restaurant, but I don't recommend it if you're being careful. Obviously, put your health and safety first. But if you can go safely, go, because it's so freaking good. Sorry.
I'm so jealous that you got to see this movie, because I loved the book when I read it. I actually got my mom to read it, and I don't necessarily know what kind of books she likes to read, and she absolutely loved it. Just based off of what I know of the book alone, I can already tell this movie's gonna be phenomenal, so I just cannot wait to see it.
So good.
I just have to wait till it releases on some platform, which might be for a while.
What is your number 2?
So my number 2 pick, I think you probably also have on your list. It's Soul.
Also my number 2 pick.
I don't know what I was expecting from it, but it definitely was not what I watched. What I watched was beyond expectations.
So good.
And I couldn't really tell what the message would quite be, but my biggest takeaway from this movie was that, like, to enjoy the little things in life, and that no one has just, like, one purpose. And you don't have to have your life's goal just be a job or something. Like, my one way of describing it as being a good movie is the fact that it literally changed my outlook on life. It changed my perspective. And that should say
enough. Which is insane that a piece of media can do that.
Exactly.
It shows you how powerful and important good media can be. And literally, I had, like, the exact same thing in my notes about, like, changing your perspective. Mm-hmm. Pixar has a way of just kind of, like, blowing you out of the water and making you just, like, putting your brain... I call it, like, getting high off movies. It's, like, it puts your brain in, like, high circuiting. You're just, like, thinking so fast and rapidly, and you're just so excited and overwhelmed by what you just saw. Mm-hmm. And I also think we got, like, the animation in this movie was so much fun, and they really... They brought animation to new places, and you always think, like, oh, they've already done so much, and then they continue to, like, push it and go in different directions you're not expecting. And what I love about this movie is I don't feel like it's a kid's movie, really. I feel like it's definitely more of an adult movie. They kind of broke that boundary of animated movies being directed towards kids, because it's definitely directed a lot more towards adults. But it's a family movie, but it's definitely... works better for adults, I think, than children.
Yeah, that was my biggest thing after watching it. I kept thinking, a lot of kids aren't going to understand a mm-hmm. lot of this movie. I mean, sure, they'll be, like, interested in what's going on, and, like, the animation alone makes it interesting to any audience, but it's just... Mm-hmm. I also thought that was really cool, because animation does not have to just be for kids. Animation can be so much more, and, yeah, it's really cool.
And that was... bold decision to make, because, you know, those movies aren't cheap to make, and it's a bold marketing decision for sure, but I'm glad they made it. Do you have any honorable mentions before we get to our big number one?
I have a lot of honorable mentions.
Oh boy.
So I'm just gonna list them. I'm not gonna explain them.
Okay.
So these are things I almost put on my list, but I was not able to. I have The Great, it's on Hulu. The Politician on Netflix, Happiest Season on Hulu, mm-hmm. and then I have Love, Victor on Hulu, Queer Eye on Netflix. There was a new season that mm-hmm. came out this summer, and The Great British Baking Show, also on Netflix.
Damn, you have a lot more than I do. I have Wonder Woman 1984, which we're actually going to do a movie about next week, and I thought it was fun, but it kind of fell apart, so... didn't make my top 10 because of that. And with an E, didn't make my list mainly because it wasn't... It was, like, right on the verge of 2020, came out on the 3rd, but...
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Oh,
gosh. Came out a long time ago.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was, like, one of our big first breaks. I feel like I have to mention it.
I would have mentioned
The Devil, The Devil All the Time, which I liked some things about, and Hollywood would have also been it if I had remembered that it existed.
Nice. So, drum roll... Whoa. Number one pick time. So I already kind of told you my number one pick, so this is a cheat.
Yeah.
But and I've also disclaimer, this movie came out at a lot of different times in a lot of different places internationally. So technically it came out in 2019 for a lot of people, but in the US mm-hmm. for like wide release, it came out in 2020. So The Portrait of a Lady on Fire. This movie, mm-hmm. if you have not watched it, you have to watch it. It's life-changing, not life, I don't know, it's just so good. Oof. It's beautiful. It's just uh-huh. a really beautiful movie. That's the best way to describe it. It's just beautiful cinematically, and just the story of it, the acting, it's just great. I cannot recommend this movie more. It made me cry, it made my friend cry, everyone I've talked to who have seen it, it made them cry. 10 out of 10 recommend. It is on Hulu for anyone who wants to watch it.
I feel like I have so much to watch all of a sudden, because before I felt like I have nothing to watch, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been sleeping on so much stuff.
And well, I'm kind of like, I don't know, I'm excited for your number one pick, because I think
you know what it is. It's not that, it's The Queen's Gambit from Netflix.
Oh yeah, you said it was still on your list. Yeah. I'm so dumb.
Yeah. No, you're fine, you just forgot about it. I am obsessed with this show, obviously. I think there is very little I can find wrong with it. It's just excellent storytelling, phenomenal acting and performances. I love the cinematography. I love the design. I just, honestly, I love everything about this show. It's so much fun. It's so innovative and interesting. And it made chess exciting, which you never would expect. And I don't know, kind of put the full genre on its head. And I just loved everything it was able to accomplish. It was such a good miniseries. And I hope it does well in, like, the award season, because it deserves everything. It's just...
Out of all the things we talked about tonight, I can already tell that Soul and Queen's Gambit will do great in the award season. I just know it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think Soul should be nominated for Best Picture, especially because it's 2020 and, like, nothing came out.
I agree.
I think it could win Best Picture if it's nominated, but we'll see.
We will see. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's been a long time since animated movie has won Best Picture.
What was the last?
I think it was Snow White. I know Snow White won. It was the first animated movie, but I could even be wrong, so don't, like, fact check me on this, but
well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, the last one to be nominated, I believe, was Toy Story 3, so it's been a while since you've been nominated for Best Picture. So next week we will actually be back for 2 weeks in a row. I don't know what the heck's going on with us, but I will be back with my sister Abby, and we'll be talking about Wonder Woman 1984. We have very conflicting thoughts on this movie. Like, we like some things about it we hate, and it's messy. And so I feel like it'll be a really good discussion. So if you have seen Wonder Woman, I would highly recommend you stay tuned for next week for us to discuss it, because I'm kind of excited to discuss it because there's so many things. I feel like movies that are kind of a mess are fun to discuss. So
I'm interested to hear your thoughts. And if you have watched Cobra Kai, or if you're watching it, hopefully the week after, we will be talking about it. Maybe with my dad and not Sophie. So we'll see. Because
you should do that. I think that'd be so cute.
He is the biggest Karate Kid fan there is out there.
Honestly. I just want your dad to talk about, like, his story with Karate Kid on our podcast. I think that'd be great content.
He will.
Oh, yeah. I think we'd have to be careful for not let him talk too long.
Exactly.
We have exciting things coming in the future. I feel like new media is finally popping out of everywhere.
Yay.
At long last. We have WandaVision coming out eventually. I would like to do stuff on Soul, but everything's coming out all of a sudden. So we'll just see what happens.
Yeah.
But thanks for listening to this episode of Watchable.
This podcast is edited by Sophia. Her music is from purpleplanet.com, and our graphic is by Maria Hernandez.
If you enjoy listening, you can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us out.
Have an idea on what we should review next? Send us a message on Instagram, Twitter, or Tumblr at Watchable Media.
Join us next time when we discuss Wonder Woman 1984.
Now go enjoy your day.